Hello, today we're going to talk about muscular liberalism. I'm joined by Max Wind Cowie, who is founder and editor of muscularliberal.com. Max, what is muscular liberalism?
Well, the first thing to say is that it is very much a disposition rather than a dogma. I don't think you could say, you know, that muscular liberals all believe this, or indeed muscular liberals all don't believe that. To steal from the great political philosopher Gok Wan, it's all about confidence. It's all about a sense that the liberalism that is the shared fabric, the tolerance, the pluralism that is the backbone of British society and British politics in the main, that is important, that it's right, and that it's completely reasonable, indeed important, to stand up for it.
Okay. Both David Cameron and Nick Clegg have used the term muscular liberal in their speeches. So are they both muscular liberals?
David Cameron, certainly, in terms of what he said in Munich, exemplified a kind of muscular liberal approach to dealing with really complicated issues around social cohesion and integration. And, you know, what he said was music to the ears of people like me. When Nick Clegg talks about muscular liberalism, he sometimes gives the impression that what he's actually talking about is finding his own backbone and growing up and being able to tell David Cameron that he doesn't agree with him about things. And that's marvellous. But what that's not about is the reality of how we deal with our pluralistic liberal society that in some elements is kind of falling down as a result of its own tolerance of people who are not acting in its interests.
Okay. Muscular liberalism seems to have a bit of connection with neoconservatism. So what is a muscular liberal view of what's happening in Libya and our intervention in Libya?
Well, the first thing to say is that the comparison with neoconservatism is a fair one. It certainly would be ridiculous for me to say that muscular liberals and neoconservatives couldn't sit down and find a great deal to agree on. But there are differences. Neoconservatism does tend to reject certain socially liberal norms of modern society and really cite them as being part of the problem. Personally, I think they're part of what we're all about protecting, and it's what the Conservative Party should be all about protecting, is a status quo which is tolerant and which is decent and which is genteel. In terms of Libya, what we're doing in Libya absolutely conforms to a muscular liberal view of the world. We're being confident in articulating and enforcing a set of values about what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable. I personally think that we ought to be much, much more confident in going further. And rather than abiding by a UN resolution that is developed, created, written and signed up to by some of the worst human rights abusing governments in the world, we ought to be clear about what we're there to do, which is to get rid of Colonel Gaddafi and his regime, and we should do it.
Okay. People who criticise muscular liberalism tend to say it has a sort of whiff of supremacy about it, and it's attacking this pluralist culture that we've built up in Britain that we should be proud of. What do you say to criticisms such as that?
I would say it's not about attacking pluralism at all. In any kind of public sphere, and politics, ethics, community are all public spheres of life. In any kind of public sphere, you have norms that guide how people engage with each other, what is acceptable, what is also what is unacceptable. You know, in this country, we have a norm that racism is unequivocally called out and dismissed and decried, and that's right. And yet, for many people, racism, when it's articulated by people who are from non-Christian faiths or who are from non-British backgrounds, seems to be acceptable. And that really gets to the crux of what muscular liberalism is about. It's saying that we can't apply a relativist framework to our public debate, to our public sphere, and allow some people or some groups or some religions or some kinds of people to publicly articulate and spread views which we have already decided as a society that we do not tolerate.
Okay, a final question. Actually, it's a very quick question. What would you like to see done, essentially, in practical terms?
Well, I think actually, and I'll answer very swiftly, I think that this government has made a grand start on what needs to be done. An unequivocal message that it's not enough, especially in Islamic communities, it's not enough simply to say, I'm not going to blow myself up. You have to conform to our norms.
Thank you.